Okay. So we're holding here in middle of this piece, long piece in the Maral about the Chazal, that there were Moilid Tachasa Eitz and Tachasa Puach and on and on and on. Now we're holding Umash Omer Shei Moilidus Tachasa Tapuach. Dove ze yesh choladas ki ha-hoilod nimshach mimidas adin. Kmo yeshe tiknu bebirchus hata gibor, shem dablak vrosi yisparach, umatir asurim v'soymech noiflim, umatir asurim ze she paiseach levlad she yeitzi lavir ha-oilam. So he's saying that we're talking about Hoylada. Hoylada is a ged of din, he says, and that's matim for it. Lefikach omr she yoldus tachas ha-tapuach, she yesh le reach nichpad mo'id. One of the things about a tapuach is it has a very good reach. Kirech siv kireach ha-soda she-biruch Hashem, ba-omr razal ze ha-soda shel tapuachim. So tapuach has a strong reach. Va-reach misyaches al midas hadin, kirech siv yosim okteri va-pecha. And reach is something which especially shayach to midas hadin. Uklala dover-omza b'zeh shay-soleish al midas hadin, ha-mitzacheses l'zeh, l'zeh nikotas tapuach, ומפני כי מידס הדין היא מתוכה נגדם, כאשר מיצו משבן בהם, לכך היא מסקשם במידס איס לגמרי, שיולדוס תחס התפוח, ויסקשוס וחיבו במידה תר לגמרי. So he says that this is, it came about as a result of being totally מחובה תמידס הדין. ולפי כך אומר שקדש פרוך הוא מיבי מי שמנקה משאב וסבלד, כי הדובק מידס איס הוא תוהר מסולם כל תינפס, כמו שדול למסקל, קריח ותינפס שייפכם. So the Maral gives here a whole hezba, quite a difficult hezba in understanding the hoylada being on a tapuach and the person coming along and being menach and so on and so forth. So bechlal, we need to understand the, we're always used to midas hadin is a bad thing, stay away from it, don't get anywhere close to it, and so on. So over here, there seem to be only very nice things. Leida, tapuach, reach, meshapa, menake. What's the pshat in all of these in yanim that were happening with midas hadin? What exactly was happening here? So let's first talk about hoylada and reach, both being of midas hadin. So first, let's describe midas hadin in general, and then we'll talk about these things specifically. Midas hadin is something which demands precision. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two midas with which the world operates. Midas harachmim is a midah that allows for a bigger sweep of things, so that you can take into cheshbon many things. So, Marshall, imagine the difference between a school that's run on where your grade is an average, so your final grade is an average of all the grades that you got, versus any time you get under a certain mark or under 100, you fail out automatically. It's a different way in which, it's a different perspective with which to take the world. Midas hadin is an ideal perspective because it's emes all the time. You know, everything stands true all the time. The world can't survive, and therefore you have a more klolistic in midas rachmim, which gives the world a more klolistic chios and so on. That is the general difference between the two. There are times when it's midas hadin, and because we recognize that we're not going to survive it, we ask to be meshatev rachum with it. But be'etzem, in a certain sense, midas hadin is superior, and sometimes we're shayach to midas hadin, and now we have no choice, and everything will happen through that. Let's first understand what he means by leida, that every leida is midas hadin. Let's take a simple example we can get used to. Imagine you have a worker for you, an employee, who is doing okay, is beseder. So you ask yourself, are you happy with him? Reasonably. So are you going to fire him? No, I don't have a reason to fire him. The same person, when the question is to hire him or not, so a guy applies the job, says, well, what do you say about him? And I say, he's okay, not bad. So that wouldn't be a reason to hire a person, unless I was desperate. So then I wouldn't say that I'm hiring him because he's suitable. I would say I got no choice. In other words, anytime you need to start a process, there is no ability to use, Rachmim doesn't come into play. Rachmim is more the midah of, if it's ongoing, Rachmim is a longer perspective. It's shayach to something which is in a context. A person, so anytime we deal with the brios that are in the bria, the midas of Rachmim makes sense. Things are in the bria, they exist. Their existence has a certain chazaka, and they've done good things. So the midah that would apply would be Rachmim. But to bring in somebody into the bria, yesh me'ayin, so to speak, that his existence does not justify itself fully, one doesn't imagine that that's the way it'll come about. So every hoylada is midas hadin almost by definition, because wherever you have a point that's not continuous, it needs to justify itself. You can't just say, well, it's going, so keep it that way. That's one point, and that's a very important reason why Hailada is Dafka Toli with Midas Adin. You can't ask Rachmim for some, you can't ask Rachmim for some, doesn't exist yet. That's one. Two, there is another, so that's one area where din will be the sole midah that will come to play here is din. Then there's a second manifestation of din, which is whenever we have an object, every object consists of an essence and fluff. In other words, there's the essential X, and then there's a lot of stuff padding it. The Midas Hadin reduces things to their essence. In other words, you come with a whole baggage of stuff. Mirza says, this is for show. This wasn't just this, that. Here's the nekud of Taib that was in it. That's the nature of Midas Hadin. Somebody once pointed out to me that Dain in our Aramaic means this. In other words, it's you get it down to a certain point, that's how Midas Hadin works. That's why the punishment used for Midas Hadin is fire, because what fire does normally is it reduces everything down to a certain essence. It's just like when you have coffee and you dry out the coffee, you're left with the essence of the coffee. You're left with the etzem nekud of it, and that's how Midas Hadin works. So the marshal, a person does a maisa. So in every maisa toiv we do, there's a kernel of toiv, but a lot of the around and the surrounding stuff is fluff, and that's reduced. Now, of all the senses that we have, the sense of feeling, of touch, So when I take a big wooden chair, I can put my arms around it and sort of, you know, hug it with my arms. When I burn it, I've reduced it to a handful of ash. So in terms of the sense of touch, it's reduced by burning. In terms of the sense of seeing, it's much smaller, and so on. The one aspect of a chafetz that becomes enhanced with fire is smell. The Gemara speaks about they used to have a whatchamacallit, at the end of a meal, they would bring out spices on coals, and Shaila Fanyantib, it's called Shavu Chol Nefesh, not Shavu Chol Nefesh, but Gemiri is either, you know, it's something that's only wealthy people have. The sense of smell comes out when you burn it. That's when it comes out the most. We even refer to the odor part of the plant, whatever it is. We call it the essence of this, essence of that, essence of the other thing. It's sort of we squeeze out the oils and we get the essence of it, and that has in it concentrated all the smell of the entire thing. So the chush of reach is something. Another area where you get a similar sense is, it says that Lasid Lavoi, Melech HaMashiach, is not going to use his eyes or ears to pass in din. He will be able to smell it with Yira. In other words, since he has, people come to you with a Tainath, with a Din Torah, there's a lot of talk, a lot of build up, a lot of fluff, etc., etc., etc. The type of interaction that cuts to the chase, so to speak, that gets it to the core, is called reach. And the attribute of a person, that the meat of a person that brings out reach in a person, a good meat of reach, is Yiras Hashem. Because Yiras Hashem, the Yiras Hashem is a midah that goes to the heart of something, and b'meila, a person who has this ability has it's coming from Yiras Hashem. So reach is something which is a chush that is able to get to the core of something. It's able to, and that comes from a sense of yira. The midah of yira is that you stick to the point itself, to the core of it. There was a famous Hasidish chasana called the chasana of Stille. This was, you're talking about the Chiddush Rim's times, the Kotzker's times, and there were, I think, over 200 rebbes. It was the biggest chasana. The Abda, I think it was the Abda, was the grandfather, and all 200 rebbes came, and a lot of politics went on over there, as you would expect. They wanted to put Pshischem to Cherem, and the Chiddushim stopped it. But they were mechabit a few to speak, and there was a rebbe called Reb Nachum Mendel Varka. He was a Talmid of the Kotzker, unlike his father who had run away, or his grandfather who had left the Kotzker. He was a Kotzker Talmid, and one of the things he was noted for was an extraordinary laconic delivery of Torah. He spoke very few words. And they told him, I don't know who was sitting at that table, probably the Akta, and he told him, Mendel, Darshan. So he said, it says by Rabbi Akiva, Hayadirish kol esa shabatira, kivin shegiel esa shamakachotira parash. So he said, when you get to Yira, you stop darshaning. In other words, Yira gets to the point of something. Drush builds up something. So he basically said his lack of drush is because he's davening to the midah of Yira. That's basically what he's saying. That if we are holding by Yira, then drush is not an appropriate kli. So kaponim, so you have the inyanim of reach. It's mentioned in different places. Kteiris is a pchina that stops midas hadin, and kteiris is what's malah the reach. Many other areas like that, where it says that that any tainis that doesn't have poishi soul with it, it's not a tainis. And that they're compared to the chalbano, and it's one of the samanim. So kaponim, the chush. So if we're talking about a matzav of midas hadin, then first of all you're talking about a matzav of haylada. The question is, shall you be granted existence or not? Which is what Kleisel was in this matzav. Kleisel, this matzav did not exist, and they really, really needed to go through it. Two, Klal Yisrael, it was a Sheirish Akaz, a Begin Kaisol, so it was a dinner, the Etzem Mitzias. So anything that worked because of Midas Hadin. I want to add one more part of this metaphor of Leida for Din. The Leida is a very, very interesting process. The body is built to scale. The feet are big enough to carry our body. The hands are big enough to lift up stuff we need to lift. The sockets in the eye, the bone in the eye has as a hole big enough for the eyeballs, etc., etc. Everything in the body fits well. The measurements, the dimensions are fit for whatever we use the body for. The one weird exception is Leida. I mean, basically, it's as if somebody botched up the job. You ordered a boxes for something that's 2 feet by 2 feet, and the boxes is 1 foot by 1 foot. It's a mistake. What does it mean that a woman's Pesach is not big enough for the Vlad? So why is it like that? The answer is, I don't know, I can't say the answer, but a point apropos of what we said is, the Vlad comes into this world as a nekuda waiting to be expanded. In other words, the understanding that a newborn child needs to have an essence and then have ways of bringing out the whatever cause they have, that's what Adam really is. And Bemela, in the late itself has to be a nekuda. And it's a nekuda that's formed by having the entire person. A baby at 9th month is formed. And then we squeeze him into a tiny space. And even after the enlargement, he's squeezed and he comes out as a single point that blossoms into different halakim. That's a process of Leida. So the mahalach of having a Leida means that everything is reduced to its primary nekuda, and then everything comes out. Everything that's been compressed and it comes out. But that moment itself is a moment of din, and that's why it's considered pikuach nefesh, and that's why it says the satas mekatrik there, and that's why we need to do all sorts of things because it's mitzias of din. Now klal yisrael and mitzrayim was the same thing. Klal yisrael and mitzrayim was keuba meimoy. It was parallel to this, and they themselves had been reduced to almost nothingness. There's a beautiful Lashon Rambam in the end of Hilchus, of Perek Aleph, Hilchus Avodah Zarah, he speaks about how Avraham Avinu came to the Hakkarin of Rabbein Shalom. Then he speaks to how he increased it and brought a lot of people to Shechina, how Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim, and they slowly forgot it all, and they became over the Avodah Zarah. And then the Rambam says, Ukimat kot, hoyeneka ikar gadol hazeh. It was a hair breadth away from totally losing it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his rachamim, but because of the shvur that he swore to the others and because of us, and so on and so forth, he took us out. But that means the point is Klal Yisrael was reduced to its core, the most compact form of residual emuna was in Klal Yisrael, and then it was able to come out. The Mashal Chazal use like an ubav me'imoy goy mikarev goy. All of those are mishalim to leida, and they relate to this point over here that midas leida requires something that is midas hadin, and therefore they were going through the process with midas hadin, and b'meil reach was what was appropriate for it. And then he says, and that's why v'kam shagashprochu maybe mishem enakem mishapas avlad ki adovik b'midas zoyis who tohar misulik and called noifes. So the purity of it, the nikoyin of it, is directly a result of Midas Hadin. And like we said before, Midas Hadin's point is anything other than the essence has no makom there. So Lamar, let's take it over to human action. A person is shaking a little of an esrig. So there are various levels of kafanis involved and what the person is doing, ranging from chidushim of Darizal to making an impression on everybody else in shul with my beautiful little of an esrig. That range, Midas Hadin allows only for the core essence of something, and b'meila, it's meant to purify it from all the shalei d'shmas and so on. U'mezamlem shnei igulim. So that's why, you know, all the junk had been cleared off, and you had only the etzem mitzvah k'al yisrael. U'mezamlem shnei igulim. U'pirisei k'akadosh baruch hu mevarach mezonim ativim atchoy mezonos nefshak madvash v'shemen. Dvash is moel leguf. And shemen lenefesh, shashemen machkim, kiri isa behorius, lahoyel to elas agufa nefesh, vapirish bezer, kadi ashkochas ashem yisporach nasim mizena shem shemen dvash, vein pelash also dovezer shamozhiku dvash vishemen lehem. So again, he says it was not a nace like you expected all coming down the snap. It's an explanation that their food became shemen and dvash to them. Binasam neis v'nivla bekak. So adkan the nisim of the birth and so on and so forth. And now the siachsus binaslem neis v'nivla bekarka. Pirush tovazakam shemana lamala ki neis hazeh habilti tivi. So nimtsoim begolui atchahoylem atmona bekisui. What the hell are you? The fact that they were hidden out of sight. I mean, the way we said before, he's not connecting it. It's a separate nekuda by him. But I think the way we said it before, it does connect really well. Anyone that's ochus in the Midas Hayira has a low profile. It's by its nature, it demands, you know, a low profile, not to be expansive. And that's why hiding under the ground would be similar to the Midas Yira, the another common Midas Yira expressing itself. Okay. So we always spoke about before that, that the pshat was, they were under the radar screen. Like we would say, somehow we were under the radar screen. V'davke b'kaka, why kaka? Ki odom mitchilas b'yosid nivu min adama, ki nechsiv toitza oz nefesh chaya. U'mizet tira ki odom mitzar atzma yish ha-shaytas al adama, v'niko odom ha-shem adama, v'roi kasher, ha-shem tzor chistes m'leis bultitivi, shu nistar m'mokum sheitza odom isha. So they didn't completely lose their metzias, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them back into Adama because, so in a certain sense, it's the total compression. Since an Adam is Adama, and he comes from the Adama, so when you want to it's like the jack in the box, you want to put it back again into the box, you squeeze it back into where it comes from. And finally, the last piece, U'mashah'om ha'shem yivim shvarim b'charshim, ha'chrisha zois ma'shahoyo p'olim mehem ha'mitzvim b'chol, בקורח הגודל שיש במצרים, ואינו לקאומה מביאים שברים שאין דובה יויסב על כוח מן השור, תכסיב ורב תבועס בקורח השור, והפולם מהמצרים לא שם גופם וגויים באורס לגמרי. ועוז נסעלו יויסב יויסב על יסוד שמנו לוקח אדם, וממנו מבצץ ממנו גודל וולה. So he says, so Adrab, the hardships that they imposed on them helped them sprout more. It's like the voice Mashiach when we're going to sprout out of the ground. He's explaining this entire Chazal over here, Kedarkoi, that each part of it relates to a different part. That it's not unnatural, supernatural in that sense, but rather each element conveys a certain nekuda. Chazal using a muscle here. Klal Yisrael was, what he said here was, they were shayach to midas hadin at that moment. Halo dev zara, halo dev zara, and every tchila is really a midas hadin. Whether to be or not to be is a midas hadin, and yivra adam, al yivra adam, and so on. And this is the way we were matzliach with midas hadin itself to be nisa'alach. Okay, we'll hold it here. It's quite a difficult piece. Any questions? Any points? Okay, good. So we're holding by Rabbi Shmuel. So we finish something at least, Barsham. Okay, good. Good Shabbos.